Thank you for listening to this podcast from TRE, Talk Radio Europe, your voice in Spain and around the world. For more information, please visit tre.radio.
Why don't you tell me a story?
I went on what the movie advertisements refer to as a roaring rampage of revenge.
The Director's Cut.
With Alan T.
What are you so scared of?
I'm not scared, Mrs. Robinson.
Then why do you keep running away?
Hello and welcome to the Director's Cut. Alan T here with you with a great program today. We're doing the film Donnie Brasco, 1997 this film came out. It's a crime drama directed by Mike Newell. And, well, look at the star list here. Al Pacino, Johnny Depp, Michael Madsen. Oh, it's just brilliant. And James Russo. Now, the film is based on the true story of Piston Depp, an FBI undercover agent who infiltrated the Bonanno crime family in New York City during the 1970s under the alias Donnie Brasco, a jewel thief from Vero Beach, Florida. Here's the trailer.
When I introduce you, I'm going to say, this is a friend of mine. That means you're connected again. Now, if I said instead, this is a friend of ours, that would mean you were made again. Capiche?
When Lefty brought Donnie into his world...
Who's this guy? This is Donnie, a friend of mine.
He took a risk on a kid he hardly knew.
And I'm gonna have to school you, my friend.
School me in what?
This guy never carries his money in a wallet, see? Always in a roll. Bina on the outside.
He gave him his trust.
You gotta get rid of that mustache and get yourself a pair of pants. Just like me.
He loved him like a son.
Nobody can touch you because I represent you. Keep your nose clean, follow the rules, be a good earner, and maybe one day when they open the books... You could come a wise guy. I'd die with you, Donnie.
But he never knew the truth.
There's a war going on in that mafia family, and that is where Joe is undercover.
Donnie! Come here!
I want to know where my husband is.
We don't know.
You're going to freeze up now. A lot of guys freeze up.
You said it was going to be 3 months. It's going on 3 years.
Who he's with and who he's close to, they're all the top dogs now. He's right in the line of fire.
There was a rat in Florida, Donnie.
You know what to do when you find that rat, right, Lef?
Could be I found him already.
In our thing, you get sent for, you go in alive, you come out dead, and it's your best friend that does it.
We have got to pull him out.
You think I'm a rat?
How many times I have you into my own house? If you're a rat, then I'm the biggest mutt in the history of the mafia.
If I come out, Lefty dies. They're gonna kill him. Because he vouched for me. Because he stood up for me. That's the same thing as if I put a bullet in his head myself, do you understand?
Who am I? I'm a spoke on a wheel. And so are you.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Let's take a walk. I'm your best friend.
Unmistakably Al Pacino there. Well, Brasco maneuvers his way into the confidence of an aging mafia hitman, Lefty Ruggiero, played by Pacino, who vouches for him. And as Donnie moves deeper into the mafia, he realizes that not only is he crossing the line between federal agent and criminal, but also leading his friend Lefty to an almost certain death. We start off the music. Here is Lou Monte and Roman Guitar.
Purple shadows are creeping, and the fountain is weeping. Hear the trees gently sigh while the winds murmur by as they ride from afar. All my memories awaken neath each bright watching star. Play for one who's forsaken. Suona, suona mia chitarra, passa a piangere il mio cuore, senza casa e senza amore, mi rimane solo tu. Se la voce è un po' velata, accompagnami in sordine, la mia bella fornerina. Thank you. senza amore mi rimane solo tu. Purple shadows are creeping and the fountain is weeping. Hear the trees gently sigh while the winds murmur by as they ride from afar. All my memories awaken each bright watching star. Play for one who's forsaken all my Roman guitar. Se la voce un po' velata accompagnami in sordine, la mia bella fornerina al balcone non c'è più. Oh, my Roman guitar.
Ah! Ooh! Here come the drum. Equin, equin. Oh, that's nice.
That's a bit of Cool Jerk from the Ricardo Roy Orchestra. Well, in New York City in 1978, Lefty Rogelio, an aging enforcer in the Bonanno crime family, sounds like banana, doesn't it, meets Joseph D. Piston, a young undercover FBI agent posing as jewel thief Donnie Brasco. Well, Donnie insists that a diamond Lefty has acquired from a strip club owner is fake. When the two confront the owner, Donnie beats him up and takes his car as repayment. Well, we've got more music now from Lou Monty. This is great stuff. Heart of My Heart, here on the Director's Cut.
Heart of my heart, how I love that melody. Heart of my heart brings back fond memories. When we were kids on the corner of the street, we were rough and ready guys, but oh, how we could harmonize too. Heart of my heart, meant friends were dearer then. Too bad we once more I could listen to that gang that sang Heart of My Heart. Listen to that gang that sang Heart of My Heart. To that gang that sang Heart of My Heart.
The Director's Cut
with Alan T.
Some fools don't know what's right from wrong, but somehow those folks belong.
The wonderful Donna Washington, A Stranger on Earth, music from the movie Donnie Brister. Well, Lefty teaches Donnie the rules of the Mafia and introduces him to members of his crew, including Sonny Black, Nicky Paoline, and rival crew member Sonny Red. Lovely names, aren't they? After the boss of the family is killed, Sonny Black is promoted to lead the crew, and as Michael Madsen. Very, very well played indeed. Well, Lefty resents the decision, believing that his years of service make him more deserving. As the crew runs a series of successful shakedowns and hijackings in the city, Pistone exploits his position as an associate in Lefty's crew to gather information for the FBI via wiretapping recordings. He also forms a genuine bond with Lefty, who is struggling with family issues and a lifetime of debt. Music continues now. This is Vic Damone from the movie Donnie Bristow. This is called Deep Purple.
When the deep purple falls over sleepy garden walls and the stars begin to flicker in the sky through the mist of a memory, you wander back to me, breathing my name with a sigh. In the still of the night, once again I hold you tight. Though you're gone, your love lives on when moonlight beams. And as long as my heart will beat, lover, we'll always meet here in my deep purple dream. In the still of the night, once again I hold you tight. Though you're gone, your love lives on when light beams. And as long as my heart will beat, lover, we'll always meet here in my deep purple. Here in my deep purple dream. We'll be right back.
certainly getting music from several decades here on the program today. Just around the corner from Herbie Hancock. Well, Pistone is asked by his FBI supervisor to incorporate Miami-based undercover FBI agent Richie Gadzo into the Donnie Brasco operation. Well, he persuades Lefty to meet with Richie and set up an illegal gambling racket in a long-closed tavern he owns. Well, Lefty hopes to impress the local mob boss, Santo Trafficante, by throwing a yacht party and persuading him to support his new business. Music continues now. Here's the Pointer Sisters.
I love the way you love to live. You love life. Your inspiration. I love the way that you give your heart so freely. Your sweet sensation. You're my invitation to.
Director's Cut
with Alan T.
Featuring this week, Donnie Brasco. Well, Sonny Black finds out about Lefty's plan and intercedes by ingratiating himself with Trafficante and officially taking Donnie under his wing. Well, Lefty believes that Donnie has betrayed him and cuts ties with him until Lefty's son nearly dies of an overdose and Donnie is the only one who comes to comfort him. Well, Pistone's marriage with his wife Maggie continues to worsen due to long absences while undercover, leaving her alone to look after her three daughters. Well, Pistone's behavior increases increasingly becomes more like that of a criminal he pretends to be, and even after hitting Maggie when she talks back to him. The music continues now. This is the Alan Parsons Project. And what goes up? A lot of different music in this film, that's for sure. This is The Director's Cut with me, Alan T, here on Talk Radio Europe. Different sound, very mellow indeed. Alan Parsons Project. Well, on its opening day, Sony Black's club is raided by corrupt mafia police officers on Trafficante's payroll as a favour for Sony Red. Suspecting a setup, Sony Black and his crew return to New York and gun down Sony Red and two other mobsters in an ambush. Well, Lefty kills Nicky afterwards for lying about a drug deal, and because Sonny Black suspected that he snitched on the crew in Florida, Donnie is brought in to help clean up and dispose of the bodies. More music now. This time we go to Dean Martin. And this is called Return to Me, here on The Director's Cut.
Return to me, oh my dear, I'm so lonely. Hurry back, oh my love, hurry back, I am yours. Return to me, for my heart wants you only. If I hurt you, I'm sorry. Forgive me. and please say you are mine. Return to me. Please come back, bella mia. Hurry back, hurry home to my arms, to my lips and my heart.
Film about mobsters and gangsters and so on. Well, Sonny Black becomes the new boss and orders Donnie to kill Sonny Red's son, Bruno, so that Donnie can officially become a member of their family. Whereas Lefty and Donnie stake out Bruno's hiding place, Donnie tries to offer Lefty money to leave the mafia, but Lefty begins questioning his loyalty at gunpoint. Before they can kill Bruno, the FBI arrests them both to protect Donnie's cover and end the investigation. More music now, bit of a contrast again. Robbie Dupre. And 1981, Street Comes to Heroes. Right here on the Director's Cut.
In the sand, those Coney Island boys in satin jackets choose up among themselves to see who get a chance at those Brooklyn girls. They like to put the Brooklyn girls, they shine.
Talk Radio Europe.
Talk Radio Europe.
The Director's Cut on Talk Radio Europe.
With me, Alan T. Well, we're getting close to the end now. FBI agents visit Sonny Black's hangout and reveal Donnie's true identity to the crew. Well, when Lefty is called to a meeting with his crew, he puts his valuables away for his wife to find, knowing that he will be killed for letting an FBI agent infiltrate the Bonanno family. In a small private ceremony, Pistone receives a medal and a reward of $500 for his service, and Maggie asks him to come home afterwards. Music continue now.
I love the way you love to live.
Pointer Sisters.
You love life.
Happiness. Well, not for Lefty.
Your inspiration. I love the way that you give your heart so freely. Your sweet sensation. You're my invitation to
segment of the program. Well, the end states that the evidence collected by Pistone, because this was based on a true story, in the Donnie Brasco operation led to over 200 indictments and over 100 convictions. Pistone lives with his wife under an assumed name, obviously, in an undisclosed location with a $500,000 open contract on his head. More disco music now. Peter Brown. Dance with me. Wow, a nice mix of music from the movie Donnie Brasco. Well, the film premiered in Century City on February the 24th, 1979, and was released a few days later by TriStar Pictures. The film was a box office success, earning $124 million in its day against its $35 million budget, and received positive reviews from critics. The film was nominated for an Academy Award for Best Adapted Screenplay. That's it for me. Thanks so much indeed for your company. Going to leave you with the sound of El Cochino. And the Latin one. Have a great week. Bye for now.
Listening to a TRE production. If you've enjoyed this programme, there'll be another episode waiting for you next week, right here on this platform, where you can also access our extensive back catalogue of shows and interviews. For more information on our live programming, social media channels and apps, and how to contact Talk Radio Europe, please visit tre.radio.